When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listeners of the Mad Scientist Podcast. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It's been some time. Listen.
It's been a hot minute.
I actually wanted to record a really quick, like a 10-minute life update for everybody. Just so you kind of know, like, why your episode's taking so long to go out. And to promise you that we are still here. We are just stupidly busy with things happening in our lives.
We're building a bunker.
We're officially building a bunker.
So we had if you're to lay one down of those, the cement foundation for the bunker.
So if you're a listener who doesn't enjoy hearing us, you know, ramble about our daily lives, probably this one isn't for you. But if you do like just listening to us talk, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And it's not going to be a very long one. And then we're going to get into another episode. So, Jake, roll the tape. All right.
What are we doing now?
Dear listeners.
Chris and Marie.
Dear listeners. Oh, my God. Okay. So, We wanted to touch base here because things have been a little crazy here at Mad Scientist headquarters. In a good way, in good ways, I would say, generally. Sort of, kind of. I don't know, Marie. Good or bad?
Good enough.
So, you know, obviously doing the podcast, we all have other things going on in our lives, which make recording episodes kind of hard. And especially recently, that's been pretty hard, especially this summer, because of stuff going on in my life in particular, I would say, because there have been many times where Marie has been like, let's record. And I'm like, I have something going on. I'm so sorry. So just wanted to give listeners a little bit of update on that kind of stuff. So number one, we bought a house.
Yay!
In the woods in New Hampshire. I've been threatening it for years and we finally did it.
So you've been like spirit proofing the house, right? You're out in Blair Witch country, and so you've been like, okay, where do we get some blessed salt?
Well, you know, buying a house is a really complicated fucking process. It's so there's so much, and especially the house that we purchased is the family farm that we talked about in previous episodes because we absolutely love it so much. And so it just was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts, and frankly, any free time I had was spent figuring out how to do house stuff. And now, like, cleaning it, getting stuff out of the house, and, you know, the number of, I know you've been through this too, the amount of linens that one old woman can have.
Oh, yeah. They crazy. They love the linens.
Linens and
the china.
Yeah, ooh. It's fucking crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. And it makes you wonder, like, what is that going to be your version of, right? Because
Jesus.
I don't collect linens or knickknacks. But I know that, you know, my progeny, when I'm old and or gone, are going to be like, why did mom, what is this bullshit that she kept keeping books on the Mary Celeste? How many goddamn books does she need about the Mary Celeste?
Yeah, no, I'm assuming that, you know, both your children, Marie, and any other children that we decide to become, what's the word? Old people that are friends with them will be like, why did they leave me so much bullshit on ghosts and UFOs? What are all these books? What's all this bullshit that's coming
Thanks,
our
guys.
Way?
What I know. The hell? It's worthless and there's so much of it.
Yeah, no, but thanks a lot.
That's awesome that you guys got the house. I'm super happy for you. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's kind of a lot of fun too, because you can do whatever you want now because it's your house.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. Yeah, the amount of weird video game knickknacks and like ghost stuff and magic stuff just kind of like around the house where Katie's parents come over and they're like, what is that? Katie's like, it's magic.
It's magic.
All right.
It's Chris and his magic.
So that's one of the big things that happened. The other big thing, if everyone recalls, when I decided to kind of no longer, you know, I had kind of a come to, not I guess come to Jesus moment, because I don't believe in Jesus, but, you know, come to, I don't know, come to whatever moment, right? I'll call it a come to Jesus moment. Who cares?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Seemed like an all right guy. Yeah. You know, come to Jesus moment where, you know, I kind of decided, listen, arguing with people about UFOs is probably not a great use of my time. And feels like it's also just not, it's not helping. It's just hurting. It's, and we're actually seeing this debate now happening in kind on kind of Twitter where, you know, some people are like, well, you should, you know, specifically about the Joe Rogan podcast, where people are saying, mm-hmm. oh, you know, you should go and debate those people and put it out there. And then others are kind of saying, well, listen, no, what we've found is that debate, it's not, debate isn't really what's needed here. It's sort of understanding and like, you almost need to give people the space to find out answers on their own. And the only thing you can do then is to provide like good, unbiased, non-aggro sources. Yeah.
Debate me.
Yeah, like debate and like confrontation doesn't work, because it just, even if, you know, you might hit, like the thing is that 99% of people are like not involved at all, say in like vaccine hesitancy or whatever, or just vaccines in general. They're just kind of, they're not, they have bigger fish to fry, right? Like they're feeding mm-hmm. their kids and, you know, figuring out how to live and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like for that small percentage of people who are really dug in on this stuff, those people you're not going to convince with debate.
No.
And so it does help, I think. And I mean, the reason we do our show is because we think, of course, having kind of a mostly non-judgmental kind of comedic take on this stuff, it's important to talk about it, and it's useful and it's interesting and it's a lot of fun. But, you know, it's also good to give like facts and yeah. the details on this stuff and whatever, but give people, you know, like, listen, if you want to, if you believe in that kind of stuff, like, we don't hate you. You know,
no, and we're most certainly not going to send a bunch of bots after you. It just sort of reminds me, for those fans out there who also love the Venture Brothers. I don't know if Chris, if you've ever watched the Venture Brothers, one of my favorite shows, on Adult Swim. And there was a character on it called the Grand Galactic Inquisitor, who is this big giant robot who showed up out of nowhere and was judging these other characters. And every time they would turn and look at him, he would be like, ignore me. And it just sort of reminds me of this whole, I don't know, this whole thing with Rogan and Elon Musk. And like, again, like the idea that if you don't rise to their bait, that makes you weak, you know, or it's like, but they have this idea of privilege that you have to answer to them. And really it's like, you don't,
yeah.
You don't have to debate them. Like you're saying, it probably is not going to change any minds. And it's sort of a form of arrogance in some ways. Like, why, if you have a position and if you are an authority on something, and by authority, I mean, like, you have studied it for decades, you've written papers about it, you've taught it, you know, you've seen it, you know, the science play out in live practice, you really don't have any skin in the game to try and convince a couple of billionaires that they know more than you.
Yeah, I think, you know? Yeah, I think, well, I think it sort of gets to the, it gets to kind of the decorum argument too, where, like you said, that you're rising to their bait. Yeah. And if you wrestle with pigs, you're just going to get mud on you.
Yeah.
So it's sort of not worth the time and the effort, both because it makes you look worse and it takes away from your, ultimately, all they're doing is borrowing your credentials to then make it seem like their side of the argument is equally valid.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah,
and so that's sort of what it felt like was starting to happen. That's kind of what I realized was happening with the UFO thing. And of course, that mm-hmm. sounds very naive now. People, I'm sure, listening are like, how did you not think that would happen? Well, I hoped it wouldn't. You know, I hope there was some seriousness there, and there just wasn't. So anyways, with the with kind of engaging in those communities and everything, when I kind of came away with it, or what I've come away with, was sort of this idea that, you know, this wasn't really, it's not worth the time. It doesn't change people's minds. And there is clearly something that I don't understand about this. So I'm just going to step away and let other smarter people deal with it. You know, I kind of like it. Yep. It feels like, you know, I was trying to fix my sink. And finally, after being soaked with water, I was like, you know what? I'm calling a plumber.
Call the plumber, man.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what to do.
Actually, I would still be fixing that thing myself. Like, I'm really big on, like, really as a quick side note around the house. Like, I want to, you know, when we had to get a new roof, I wanted to do it myself. Need to put in a new sink? I can watch YouTube. I can do that myself. And, like, sometimes you can. And I do encourage people to try things like that, because you never know how handy you're going to be, you know, until you try something. And then there's the point that you're talking about where it's like, okay, now it's time to call in somebody with experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like a bigger problem, you know?
Yeah, and yeah. So, it's recognizing that. Like, yeah. Okay, I've learned all I can about roofing, and I am now hanging on by my hand to the gutter. So I think we're going to need to, you know, put down the hammer and call the roofing guy.
Call the roofing guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so because of that, I decided to spend more time working in kind of the area that I am knowledgeable in and feel like I can contribute in, which is climate change and sort of engineering sustainable solutions. And so that's what I've been doing with my free time outside of doing the podcast. And I mean, that has been amazing and a tremendous amount of fun and a tremendous amount of hard work and very, very rewarding. And part of that work is, yeah, it's a lot of math, yeah, and a lot of engineering and a lot of work. So it's just been, you know, that's been another big part of my kind of life at the moment. And unfortunately, it has made recording harder, especially with the house and especially with everything else going on and just, you know, everything. So listeners, we absolutely adore you. We do not want to go away permanently. We are going to record episodes here. We're about to do like 3 episodes in a row today. Me and Marie, we're going to kick butt. And we're really excited to get back into the swing of things. So we thank you for your patience. We thank you for sticking with us. And we love you so much for listening to this show.
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes. And luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Califato, and I'm the creator of 7-Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world, all through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.
Thank you again, dear listeners, for listening to the Mad Scientist Podcast. I have been your host, Chris Cogswell, joined by my co-host,
Marie Mayhew.
If you'd like to contact the show, please send us an email at themadscientistpodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word. You can also follow us on Twitter at madscientistpod or at Team Giant Squid for Marie. And of course, you can see us on Facebook, on Instagram, and all over the internet as the Mad Scientist Podcast. And again, our logo is the one with the pumpkin head, so it's easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
If you've enjoyed the show tonight, please consider supporting us on Patreon, where the money that you give to us will help us to promote this show further, to make it better, and just to spend more time making it.
Because we love doing that.
We do love doing that. Our logo was designed by Carrie Shaheen. Our web design is done by Desdemona Howard.
Woohoo!
And our sound design is done by Jake Cardinal. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you. This has been a Damn It Chippy production.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.